about fanciful and strange and new ideas, and because of this attitude, we pretty much stand a little bit aloof to any kind of message that may be termed new light. And what I want you to see in this sermon, when you listen to it or read it later, that there was no controversy about this subject between either Jones or the rest of the brethren at that time. Back 120 years ago, Seventh-day Adventists understood that if you're studying the Bible, you should expect that God would show you something new. And I wanted to start my presentations here because I don't expect to share any prophetic information beyond probably what I shared last time. The same prophetic rules. I'm going to cover some of the same material. I'm not suggesting to you, please don't go home and tell your friends tonight that, well, Pippinger's trying to tell us that he's got something new and there's going to be new light over this next week or so. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that our attitude towards light should be such that we should expect God to reveal things to us as we study his word, things that we've never understood because he's God and we're not. And when you see these concepts in these sermons, remember that A.T. Jones chose this particular sermon to open his series with, and the crowd he was opening it to were not his most strong allies. These were people that had been alienated from him. So it was quite a challenging presentation, and I hope you'll be blessed by that. And I hope that you will see that our attitude towards light is that we should test it by God's word, and if it is light, then we need to receive it. And it is not up to us to determine what light is worthy and what light isn't. If light is from the Lord, we are to receive it. It's not our choice. Now, I'm prepared to give an opening summary, so to speak, of my material. I'm even better prepared to do that this evening from the point of view that we're starting out late because we're lost. But also, if I wasn't so tired, I could be accurate about this. I've been basically awake now, personally, for about, it's got to be close to 30 hours. I had a little bit of sleep from Detroit to here, so I'm not too thrilled about jumping off into this with my mind being kind of foggy anyway, and I know I have to leave time for Dr. Mary Ann. So I've given you the introduction of the handout that I hope that during this next week or so that you'll read the material or listen to the audio tape, one or the other. I've given you an overview of what I intend to present in the opening